It's interesting, there's a Targum Yonasan, last week said, and Pusik Hay in Pasha Samon, state dot, Chumash. No, Chumash with Targum Yonasan. Right there, you won't find it so easily. The Targum Yonasan says there, they made that he says you should prepare Vechinus Hashivi, you should prepare for Shabbos, Vechinus Hashivi, you should prepare, and you should prepare Erev and a Shtifa Mevoyas, today that you should be able to carry from one house to the other. Although we know as Shlomo Melech tikkun Erev.
Right,
up to Shin Mem Vov, page Reish Aleph, in the middle of the Ramah. So going right on the Yesodus we learned. We said last time, even though we're learning about porches. So the Gemara is just one little Gemara to learn today. Main thing is the Mishabu and the Bialocha. V'chein imatikra rechova harba. So we have a porch in front of a house with... Thank you very much. Start again. On the sixth day, you should prepare what you've prepared, lemeichal, everything you've got to eat, on Shabbos. You should make erev, you should make shtufa mevoyas, begin lemeisaya midein ledein, today that you should be able to carry from one to the other. So we learnt about porches. A porch, even though it's in front of your house and it belongs to you and it's got a roof, it's not good enough. You have to make sure that you have mechitzas. Every place has to have four mechitzas. Although we make on the fourth one, doesn't have to have a whole mechitza. There's halachas how you can make a mechitza. Oh, but you have to have mechitzas. Meila, often they didn't have mechitzas. Zok derimor. Even if it's not, what we said before, for tfochim, we don't like pitikra, but even if it's very wide. But if ain't no mechitzas minat stodim, if you haven't got any mechitzas from the sides, dina kurishus shalafonel. So we have here, take this one, here's your house, there's a door, and in front you've got a big veranda, a big porch. Abba, there's no mechitzas, it's just open on two poles. So this does not become a rishus hayochid, it hasn't got mechitzas. So what is it? So it's got the din of the Rishus Shalafonel. So if in front is a Karmelis, it's a Karmelis. If in front is a Rishus Harabim, it's Rishus Harabim, it can't be Rishus Harabim because it's Makura. If it's Makura, it'll also be a Karmelis. Nafgamina, that if over here is a Karmelis, you'll be able to carry within Dalet Amos from there to there. But if here's Rishus Harabim, it'll become a Karmelis. Makura, you won't be able to carry from here to here. It's worse off if it's Rishus Harabim. But that's without being masakin it. What we really want to try and do is make it that we should be able to carry there into Rishus Hayochid. That's what we're going to learn, how we're going to do that. So the Vechein Begagin, if let's finish the Rumor, Vechein Begagin Shalonu Abiltin Lifnei Abatim Dino Kushush Shalifneim. Zokt the Mishabura Choftes. You have in front of the shops. Often you have an awning. It's good. You put a few poles and you cover it with nesorim. It's no good. You have to have mechitzas. Dina kushush lefunel. Va'al kein. Lamed Mishabura Lamed. Dina kushush lefunel. Va'al kein. Osa lahachnes mimena velifnim. Kiven she'ein lo mechitzas. So you're not allowed to carry from there into your house, because no mechitzas, it's not a rishus hayochid. If there's a karmelis outside, so it's karmelis, you can carry within dalad amas. If the outside is rishus harabim, a proper rishus harabim, you've got a problem. Because given the mekura, this part is not a roof becomes not a rishus harabim, becomes back into a karmelis, so you can't carry from under the roof, which is a karmelis, yashadin karmelis, you can't carry into the street, which will be a rishus harabim if it is. If they're both karmelis, you're all right. V'chein begagin. Let's just look before we carry on into the bialocha. So the bialocha v'chein begagin shalonu. So what do you have to do? You have to put mechitzas. So the bialocha is just reminding you. The gon says, so I'll put mechitza there and a mechitza there. Let's imagine. I'm putting mechitza there and mechitza there. I'll go in from the front, and I'll make from the front pitikra yod v'soysim. that lechayu would be good. If it's just four tefachim, we had a problem before, because you'd be frightened the pitikra will fall in. But if it's a good size, lechayu avadi, you say pitikra yoyed v'soysim, especially if you've got three walls, and you have a roof, so you pitikra, the front of the roof, yoyed v'soysim, this comes down and makes into a mechitza. When you've got three walls, lechayu, everybody come up, says you can say pitikra yoyed v'soysim. Api aloch hazecha, zot de gon. But, practically speaking, you have to make sure that that is straight. Because the Gemara says, when you have a kamin ozelaya, when you have it a slanting roof, pitikra, you have to imagine, you have to remember what pitikra is. Pitikra is that if you would look up, you'd see a straight four tefachim, then the back of it comes down. Because that is a tikra, which makes a pitikra to come down behind me. But if this tikra is on a slant, you cannot say pitikra yod vasoysim. So the Gaon, if it be like this picture, where it's on a slant, the roof, and I've got a mechitza there, and a mechitza on the other side, still only three mechitzas. What are you going to do about the fourth mechitza? Pitikra yoyed v'soysim? No, oh no, because it's slanting. So the bi'alocha.
The ceiling's straight.
You mean that there's, besides the roof, there's another ceiling? That's good. He's got a tshuva about it. Yeah, you're right. Because as I said, you look up, don't look down. When I look up, I see a flat roof, then it's all right. Often they have that in Bristol Street, in those houses. They have like a slanting roof, but Lamasa, there's a wooden, there's tiles on top and there's wooden underneath. So you can say pitikra, yeah? Richtig. Which are slanting. So the bi'alocha. Why? The ein oimim pitikra yoyev esoysen kivin shem shupa. So it's no good. So the Mishabuya weiter. Lamed Aleph, Vechain Begagin, Kosovat Haz, Bekan Mevua Sofik. This is a common problem. Shemistapkin by Harba Anoshim, which people have, Beinyan Abayis, or by their houses, Shiesh Lefon of Letzadu Rechoiv, Gag Boilat Lurechoiv. They have a roof outwards into their front into the street. Shekoyen, the pavement. Shekoyen Beloshnashkas, Fear Lieben. It's called Fear Lieben. Ma Dinam. What is the din of this Fear Lieben? Im Yochele Tatel Lesham in Abayis. Can you carry it from there in and out of the house? How about Toyim Loima? Many people think, it's okay, I've got a roof, what do you want? Tikra Boilet Lurchoiv, Yoyud Vesoysem, Fahavikil Bodin Adlamate Boretz. That means, okay, they even want to say, Amaratzim say, this is okay, it's got a roof. Kutsusha Sayoch, it's got a roof. A roof will not help you to be pitikra on three sides. What should we do about it? I'll give you the etzes. If they are amudim next to the street, yamud mechiven kenegdom gam konim letzad abatim. So obviously they didn't manage to build like they build now in town, that the roofs, that the house went like that and then it went up and that was hanging toilal blima on the, all the buildings now in town are built like this, the hotel and all these big things. But in those days it was quite simple that obviously there was two shtekinahs there holding it up. So the Taz says, if it's got two shtekinahs over there holding it up, which I'm sure it has, otherwise it would fall down. I've got push dates of the Taz. Put another shtekin over there, yeah, and on the other side, and then you've got three tzuos ha-pesachs. Got one tzuos ha-pesach, two tzuos ha-pesachs, three tzuos ha-pesachs. Ask a kasha. No, that's okay. This is a gamba biot. No, that tzuos ha-pesach makes the mechitza. So you got, all the task tells you to do is put a shtekin there, you got already the shtekin is there holding the roof, add a shtekin, and maybe you'll have a tzuos ha-pesach. The kasha is, which is a pella that they don't even the Chazon Ish that speaks a lot about it doesn't even ask this kasha. Tzuos ha-pesach needs to have two sides and a thing on top. What have you got on top here? Yeah. The roof. Mashma here, that to have the roof on top, even though it's the roof of the whole binyan, is can also be used as a tzuras haPesach. A gvaldige chiddush. Steht klar, kann man nicht so in der Chesukah, and das ist all over. Aber so steht da. And the Pele is, the Chaznish has got a long arichas about this chiyuv. Do you have to have a beam going across besides the roof, or can you use the roof itself as the cross beam for tzuras haPesach? And he doesn't even bring this Mishnah Berurah. Simcha Waldenberg is going to work with the kasha. Doesn't understand why I didn't bring it here.
Why should the roof not be?
Because it should be an extra thing. It should be a Pesach. It should be an opening. No. The roof is part of the house. This should be an extra thing. Like every two is a Pesach. If you got a wall coming there, a wall coming there, and here it's open. You don't say that's a two is a Pesach. The end of the wall. So ganz shaila. But parshas you don't. You have to add on another thing. You have to always add on to make it a tzura of a Pesach. There's a big kasha here why nobody of the Friedrich Achronim had to go speak about it. Why Friedrich Achronim made this nekuda is mashma here klor that it would be good enough to have the end of the roof also as a tzura of Pesach. Let's carry on. Zokta, you see the loshen from the line, the last thin line. Im yesh leblitzes hagag amudim, if they are amudim letzadu rechoiv, yamud mechuvin kenegdom, that means we've got already the ones what it's leaning on, yamud mechuvin gam konim letzad abatim, v'yil legag shalem, din tzuris ha-pesach, v'nim tzuris yesh tzuris ha-pesach, mishloishet stodim, so you've got a tzuris ha-pesach from three sides. Ve'imem shal batim rabim, sh'oimdim ze eitzel ze. If you have a lot of houses, so Mishabu is trying to tell you, see here, we've got a whole row of houses. Right? And in front of them, they've got a common roof going over all of them. So the Mishabu says, you don't have to start putting shtekinus all the way along. Make it into one big tzuras haPesach, as long as you made an Eruv. Because now I'll have to make an Eruv, because this is communal ground. So we can make this into one big garden, one big Rishus HaYochid, which belongs to all of us. So you don't have to start putting Tzuras haPesach all along. You can do the same Eitzah. You've got one there, add in the back two, and you'll have a Tzuras haPesach. You'll have to make an Erev Chatzeres. Like your two houses also, you can have, if you have a hole between your house and your neighbor, you also need to make an Erev. Because it's a communal place. Because it's become a proper Rishus HaYochid. If you don't make this, you can't take from here outside. Only if the whole width is 4 tfochim. But if they wouldn't be 4 tfochim wide, then if it hasn't got mechitzas, it'll become like the front. The same idea they have there, with different names, you have to make sure you've got good mechitzas. And look at Sha'atzin, number Tezain, he's talking about the place where you have a lot of houses. So the Shatzian tells you in this case, so I've got, I was okay on this side because I've got, I don't need to make a Tzuras haPesach there. I just make one big Tzuras haPesach there, one there, one there. I make an Eruv for this communal veranda, or whatever it's called, and then I'm okay. So the Shatzian, but you can't make sure, see there's a space between those houses. That space should be less than 3 tefachim, because otherwise you'll have a pizza on the other side. What's going on? Why would you have a pizza on the other side? 3 tefachim. Right, so 3 tefachim is lovud. Right, so if it's as soon as 4 tefachim, you've got a whole wall. You're allowed to have a pizza in the walls. Or even Mruva La Poet, you've got a house. So the house is 10 meters long. Yeah? And then you've got a pizza. So much. More than 3 tefachim. So much. Is it a oymen Mruva La Poet? If it isn't. Fred Chaznish, what's wrong? Pella, what's wrong? Mishabur says here, make sure you haven't got more than 3 tefachim between the houses, because then you haven't got a wall anymore. Well, what's wrong? You'll have oymen Mruva La Poet. It'll be all right. As if Fred Chaznish.
Not fit for habitation.
Or even worse, have it, it'll be mechitzas. They try and give to it, but it's schwer. So we have two shverikaiken here in this mechaba, which doesn't fit. This mechaba, which doesn't fit with the rest of the chaserivin. One was that here L'chayre, the Mishabura says you can't have Oymed Merubah, and we don't understand why. And the other one is Hilchas Tzuras HaPesach is L'chayre, you need something on top, and you haven't got it on top. Furthermore, Chazlish here speaks about that. This is a Chazanish which many people don't know. It's a Chumra of the Chazanish, and he speaks about it here, but they get it here. Look at this picture over here. This is an aerial view of a Tzuras HaPesach. Let's imagine you're making a Tzuras HaPesach with four Tzuras HaPesachs around. You got a bit, you're allowed to do a stitch rate and thing. The Rambam, if it's too big, you can't. But you can make a Tzuras HaPesach. You want to make a mukkim in a field, you want to be there over Shabbos, and you want to surround it. You make Tzuras HaPesachs all around. So the easiest way would be to make it, you'd have to make 10, and whatever it is. You make 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So you're making a normal Tzuras HaPesach. The aerial view of the Tzuras HaPesach would be this. Yeah? You've got a block, and you've got a string going, forget that one. Yeah. This is half of it. So you've got a string going. You got a string going from that one to that one, and that one to that one, that one to that one. Yeah, Zot HaChazanish, a very interesting thing, which others don't say. He says, how does a Tzuras HaPesach work? Yeah, a Tzuras HaPesach works that the two mashus on the side, they are the beginning of the wall. And then the wall continues with the string on top. But you have to have, in this Rishus, you have to have those two mashus on every side. So this is very good. So if we're really imagining what we're doing is, we're starting off the wall over there, and over there, those are the blocks, and there's the string going across. Oh, so it's not next to it, it doesn't matter. For the one for this side, we'll do the same thing. We're starting it off over there, and then the string till the next one. Very good. So the Chazanish, that's all very good, if you're putting a strings, which is thin, on a block, which is has size to it. What happens if I'm making a Tzuras HaPesach? I'm going to make a good Tzuras HaPesach. I'm going to be good. I'm not going to make it with a string. I'm going to make it with a solid wood. So I'll have a wood here which is 2 inch by 2 inch. I'll put a cross here, a 2 inch by 2 inch wood, like I've done over there. And over there I also want to put across it a wood with 2 inch to 2 inch. Let's imagine. Or even just one. So the Chazanish, you've made yourself a problem. Why? This Tzuras HaPesach is also Tzuras HaPesach. Again, an aerial view. So I've got there the block, and the block on either side. So we're beginning there, and we're continuing. Where do we continue? We're continuing with that line over there, which, because the Chazanish learnt, you're continuing with the beginning of the Tzuras HaPesach becomes the end of your Rishus, not the end of the Tzuras HaPesach. So the end of this Rishus is over there. Mm-hmm. Now let's say I'm going to put a string that way. It doesn't make a difference what you're going to put a string that way. Where's the beginning? Where's the beginning?
From the beginning to the end.
You've already been misalikit with this wood, because yeah, that is the beginning of your, that is the Tzuras HaPesach. You've been misalikit with this wood. So the Chazanish, you can't do it. It's a big chiddush. Pardon? You can't tie around. Every Tzuras HaPesach has to have a shtick of wood. No, you can't. How are you going to do it? You've blocked it. Where's, for the Tzuras HaPesach going this way, look, for the Tzuras HaPesach going downwards, which is its aerial view, but that Tzuras HaPesach going from there to there, where is the beginning of it? You want, over there, the beginning was that. Here, that is out of your Rishus, because you've been misalikit, you've been taken it away with this Tzuras HaPesach. So you haven't got it. So the Chazanish happens to say it on this case. So on this case, where we said we got, it's easy, you got three Tzuras HaPesachs. You got the corner, we said put one there, one there, one there. But here we're talking about blocks. And the Tzuras HaPesach is solid wood. I know we asked Akasha, where is the top? But the master state dot come out, that is the roof. If it's the roof, what you've got is, let's say the front over there. At the front over there, you've got this, two blocks in the corner, and it'll go till there. The whole way will be, the roof will be the beginning of, it won't be mamash the end of the roof. It'll be the roof over here. The roof, when you're looking out from your house, it won't be mamash the edge, it'll be two, 3 inches in. If it's 2, 3 inches in over there, and then you want to make one over there, coming down from that way, you can't. So therefore, you'll have to add another wood over there, which will be the beginning of that one. We never see this. It's not negair so much, because we use string. I'm saying, it can be negair sometimes. If you use string, that is the beginning of that, and that is the beginning of that one. It's only if you use a if your string taka would be mamash at the edge of there, you'd have the same problem. But we don't do that. We don't do that. And it's not very often you see a Tusa Pesach going like this, only on holiday or whatever. People have done it when in the house, in the front gardens. This bi'alocha speaks about something else. This bi'alocha, oh, but one second. In this case, in here, you'd have another eitzah. What would have eitzah? Stay at the end of this bi'alocha. That means, if I've got a good Tusa Pesach there, and a good Tusa Pesach there, even according to the Chaznish I've just said, you can always use pitikra. At the front, if it's a good pitikra, if it's straight. And there you wouldn't be able to do it. If it's straight, once you've got three walls, so that you can use pitikra on the front. So this bi'alocha brings a shaila. Shaila is on this bi'alocha, the douche finishes here, so we've got a lot of time to be mazbe things. So this bi'alocha brings a shaila, the Rambam held that you're not allowed to have a Tzuras HaPesach more than 10 amos. Unless it's a third side. And it's okay. Because it's often a Gemara. Often a Gemara says that a Movi at the front, the first Mishnah says that you have a Lechi Vekor if it's less than 10 amos. If it's more than 10 amos, put a Tzuras HaPesach. So you can have a Tzuras HaPesach. So on one side, could be even two, you can manage with a big Tzuras HaPesach. But otherwise, you shouldn't. The same thing states in Rambam. Other, there's another eighth of the Rambam. If it's Oymen Meruba Laporitz. The Mishnah Berurah here says that people, Bi'alocha, here, there wouldn't, even if that's more than 10 amos, let's say I'm doing the three Tzuras HaPesachs. Let's say I'll do proper three nice Tzuras HaPesachs. So the Mishnah Berurah, he knew how the houses were built. Unlikely that would be 10 amos. That's not going to be 10 amos. They couldn't go into the street 10 amos. It's a width of two buses. Over there, along the whole thing, you'll have 10 amos. So he says it's okay. I, the Rambam, young girl problem with the Rambam. Because you've got only one wall which is more than 10 amos, and the other three are sorted. Why they're sorted? Because I've got a wall. A Tzuras HaPesach less than 10 amos. A Tzuras HaPesach less than 10 amos, I'm all right. Nochemul. What did the Chazanish say? You can't have a Tzuras HaPesach more than 10 amos unless it's either one wall or even if it's one side. If you go on this side and it's oymed till here and then you got Tzuras HaPesach till here, it's also good because it's oymed meruba. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, I've got oymed meruba here as well. I've got oymed. Oymed, oymed. Why is that oymed? It's Tzuras HaPesach. It's also oymed, because it's less than 10. The Rambam doesn't mind about less than 10. So the Chazanish, no. Sorry. This is not oymed meruba. Because lemasa, you've got Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach. So you've got roiv of it, Tzuras HaPesach. The Rambam won't let you do it. The Rambam is chumri, you should make it for the Rambam. Somebody in King's Road once made himself a Tzuras HaPesach like that. 1, 2, 3. And so I told him, it's a toilet, the Machlokes Mishnah Berurah and Chazanish, whether you're good like the Rambam. Because you've really got your front garden, most of it is Tzuras HaPesach. On the other hand, like the Mishnah Berurah, your sides were not 10 amos, so it's okay. Okay.
You've got your four poles.
Yes.
Two poles. Why do you have to put an extra pole next to make
it
Tzuras HaPesach? Why
can't
you just use what's
already there? You can really. If you're putting string on top, your zicher can. Right. And that's where it's made. According to this Chazanish, which says that once you've made the thickness of it, mm-hmm. you've taken away from that side, you haven't got a beginning to your Tzuras HaPesach. It's a problem. It's only according to the Chazanish. That's a problem. Yeah.